Zimbabwe.
Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk, the Women's Roundtable, coming to you today on Thursday, April 14th, 2022. I'm your host, Sithandekile Mhlanga.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyabuye, broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C., due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Yes, Marv, today we'll be discussing what's going on the second blitz of the voter registration exercise, with most organizations for the female activists encouraging women to register to vote, and some having campaigns which are female spearheaded to encourage the electorate to vote. And we also saw the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission saying that its centers will be opened throughout the whole of the Easter holiday. So people should take that chance to register to vote.
Yes, Esther. And we saw that in the past months, although some of the centers were open, people were not really taking up the challenges. So this is where now the women's organizations, nonprofits are also coming out and saying that they are going to be holding awareness programs to encourage women to go and register to vote, and then thereafter to vote in the election.
Yes, and there are fears in some parts of the country that some constituencies may fall under the X for the delimitation exercise, because there are a few registered number of voters, and people cite various problems like lack of identity documents and birth certificates to enable them to get the IDs. But we have seen the government saying it has made it easier for people to access these documents. So we're just waiting to see if this program will pick up, or if it will continue on a slow pace with people trickling in. Remember, we even heard that there was a province where there was only one person registered by each day.
Yes, and we also saw that in Harare, especially, the registration department have been going out to high-density suburbs to encourage people to come in and take birth certificates, and also taking ID cards to enable them thereafter, if they want to then go and register to vote. But some are arguing that maybe ZEC should be working hand in hand with the organization that is actually giving out the birth certificates and the ID, so that the two, if you get your card, then you can register to vote at the same venue.
Yes, and at the same time, the civic organizations are encouraging the voter registration awareness programs. But we saw that ZEC has already started those. But we spoke to some activists who are saying that the exercise should have come before the registration, as some people are not aware of the ongoing process, especially in some remote parts of the rural areas.
Yes,
Go ahead. Abasanda ukusixhuma namhlanje ke sicubungula udaba lokubhalisela ukuvota, voter registration exercise esaqhubeka. Siyabona ukuthi sokulihlandla lesibili lwalolu hlelo oluqhubeka ke elizweni. I-ZEC, ike ikhomishini ye-ZEC, yiyo phela ebona ngokuqhutshwa kokhetho, ike yaba lohlelo olufanayo. Lona luhlala nje luvuliwe, kodwa okwehluke ngalolu yikuthi ngilolo luhamba lubhalisela abantu ukuthi bevote, kutsho ukuthi luya ezigabeni zabantu, i-mobile voter registration exercise. Njalo ikhomishini le iyazisa abantu kunkundla ezithiyeneyo zabulenjini ukuthi bekhangele ukuthi ezigabeni zabo kubhaliselwa ngaphi ukuvota, kuzo zonke izigaba zelizwe, Matabeleland, ezeMashonaland, ezeManicaland, ezeMidlands, nemadolobheni wonke, ukuthi abantu babekwazi ukuthi balubhekisa ukuthi bayebhalisela ukuvota lokhu. Iningi-ke kuyilabo abaleminyaka abasanda ukufikisa iminyaka elitshumi lesitshiyagalolunye abangakaze-ke bevote, ababhaliswa kokuqala, labanye nje abaphezudlana kwalapho abangazange bevote. Njalo labo abavotileyo ababhalisela ukuvota, sibonile isiphathamandla se-ZEC uMnumzana Jasper Mangwane esithi abantu behambe bayekhangela imininingwane yabo ukuthi yonke yenele yini nxa babhalisele ukuvota, ukhangele ukuthi ibizo lakho liqondile, iwadi lapho ovotela khona iqondile, isigaba ovotela kuso siqondile, konke kubhalwe kuhle ngemfanelo yini, ukwenzela ukuthi ngelanga lokuvota umuntu angafiki ephazamiseka ukuthi ayenze njani. Yikho ke siyabe sikucubungula ke lokho lamhlanje. Sikhuluma ke lengcwethi ezilwela amalungelo abesifazana labanye abaphatheke kulezi nhlelo zokubhalisela ukuvota, ukuze sizwe ukuthi bathini njalo bakhuthaza njani abantu, ingxaki zingaphi, inhlelo zikahulumende aziqhubayo ziyasebenza yini ukuthi abantu bebhalisele ukuvota. Mavelahle.
Nasi kuta saizunga ya yetu nyoreza kubota. Kukona kutima sanga no majinji, haku kumbira iyo mazimai kukaende akine nyoreza kubota uye sheta nukona kuti saramorezi weku kutu oja kari kutu itajibigo kutu gizarani kwa mtote kukosha kwa reza kubota. Kuo na osha kari na motore sa jitika kari kutu karijine kari kutu enda kujindo kata siyana siyana na chinoreza kutu iwa wanike
Tinotenda makadii mose mose kwa muri iko kune vakanditeerera panguva dzino.
Mungatitsananguro here zvikuitwa nesangano renyu panyaya yekudzidzisa madzimai nyanya kuti vanyorese kuvhota?
Sangano redu riri kubata mabasa akasiyana-siyana ekuti tingati meseji isvike kumadzimai kuti nguva iya yekunyoresa kuvhota yadzoka zvekare. Tinoratidza kuti vanhu vanga vane kaku kakonfusheni pakamhuya zvebaba ilifenza vakavharwa kuti vanhu havachanyoresi, vakafungidzira kuti zvatovharwa zvachose. Saka tiri kudzokazve kunharaunda kwatinoshanda tichiudza madzimai kuti aiwa kunyoresa kuvhota kwatangazve. Apa mukanyoresa apa munokwanisa kuvhota zvakare mugore ra2023 pamaelections achaitwa muno muzimbabwe. Harmonize elections. Saka tiri kuenda pamasocial media, tiri kuenda tichitaura mamesaji chiti madzimai kwose kwose kwamuri ikoko votai, vanasikana vari kumakoreji votai, nyoresai, tichivadzidzisa zvinodiwa kuti munhu anga achikwanisa kuenda kunonyoresa kuvhota. Uyezve tiri kuita maprogramu atingati macampaigns, handiti tichifamba kunharaunda dzatigere, tirikuda kufara zvizhinji kuti nguva ino yatedenda recovid-19 ratiderevei, vanhu vaakubvumidzwa kufamba vachienda kunzvimbo dzakasiyana-siyana. Saka tiri kutora mukana iwowo through machapters yedu tichidzidzisa kunharaunda kwatigere, nekuti women's quality of Zimbabwe iri mumaprovhinsi 10 ezimbabwe. Saka ikoko kwatiri mumachapta imomo tiri kufamba tichienda kunharaunda dzakadzikadzika kwatinoti kumaremote areas kuya, tichidzidzisa madzimai kunyange avo vanorarama nehurema, tiri kuvadzidzisa kuti aiwa kunyange vanovabatsira vasaore munhu panguva ino apa vachaenda kunovabatsira kuti vanyorese kunovhota, uyezve zvinokwanisika kunge zvichitakurwa kuti munhu akwanise kunoregista kuvhota zvakaita sezvitupa zvinge zviri padyo navo, vazokwanisazve kuti kana vachinge vanyoresa pamazuva mashoma ari kuya kumberi uku vanokwanisazve kuti unotarisa zita ravo muvhotasi roo kuti range ririmwe rakagara rakavhurwa. Ende ndida kufara nechirongwa chakaitwa nenetwani. Netwani yakaisa chirongwa chekuti vanokwanisa kuti unokwanisa kutsvaga zita rako kuti vakarejista wadhi kupi zvese zvinenge zviripo uchizvionera vakagara mumba mako. Saka aiwa chirongwa chiri kutambirwa nemadzimai nevanasikana vari kuchifarira, ende tiri kuona kuti madzimai neizvozvi zvakazouya zvechitupa zvitupa vanhu vanga vasina mufunge, ende zvanga zvichinetsa mavhenas kuenda pamakiyo iko kwarejistra uku kwainetsa kuti vanhu vatore zvitupa. Asi tiri kuonesa kuti hurumende yaisa izvi pamwe chete kuti zvifambe kuti nakuti kana usina chitupa tiri kuuya inonzi mobile registration BCI phase 2 ndo iriko, vanhu vanobva atora chitupa chake obva aenda kunorejista kunovhota. Ende tiri kutaura izvi nemutsindo, nekuti takarwadziwa pamabielections kuti madzimai havana kunokwanisa kutororegista, vamwe kutoti vatozvigadzira kuti vave macandidates unokwanisa kunge wakarejista kuvhota iyo iye uchiziva tichigara tichivataurira kuti unofanira kunge vakarejista kunovhota uyezve muzive munharaunda yamuchanovhoterwa imimiwo madzimai murejiste kunovhota musarambe musinyuita makagara kudzimba tigobuda neuwandu hwedu tigovhotera madzimai mugore ra2023 rokuya iri
muri ipapo mataura imi kuti munopa dzidziso chimbotiwo kune vakateerera mutiudzo kuti zvii zvinodiwa kuti munhu awanikwe iye achinyoresa kuvhota mambotipa dzidziso iyoyo
munhu kana achienda kunonyoresa kunovhota anotakura iye inonzi chitupa chitupa ndo zvinodiwa kana kuti passport iri kushanda ndo yaunoenda kunorejista nayo neproof of residence proof of residence ndo tsamba kana gwaro bepa remvura remagesi mazuva anokwani mabhills aya ndora unotakura iroro uchienda naro uchinoratidza paunogara kuitira kuti wobva waiswa muwadhi imomo maunogara usazowanikwa namatambudziko ekuti vanonyoresa dzimwe nguva waiswa kumusha iwe uri kuno kudhorobha tinoda kuti tivharidzire matambudziko akadaro saka kachitupa chako nepasipoti iri kushanda ndakaona mazuva apera emaharmonized elections vanhu vaifamba nemapasipoti akaexpire hazvidiwe izvozvo hamubvumizwe uyezve drivers license haishakwanise kuti munhu aende kunorejista kuvhota nekuti haitarisi hairatidze kuti sabhuku kwaunobva ndekupi kana kuti nharaunda yaunogara iri kupi uyezve hairatidze inonzi citizenship zvichireva kuti uri mugari wemuzimbabwe here kana kuti hausi saka kana kunorejista kunovhota kunodiwa vagari vemuzimbabwe kune avo futi vakapiwa inonzi dual citizenship vanenge vachiratidza kuti dzimwe wovanogara uku asi vakabvumizwa nemutemo hurumende kuti vachikwanisa zvekuvhota vari munyika ino yezimbabwe.
Okay, if you can just tell us, what is your organization doing currently? You see, you've been running a campaign encouraging women to register to vote.
Yeah, currently is the Women's Coalition of Zimbabwe, also is the Female Students Network Trust we've embarked on voter mobilization for registration, Bliss Phase 2, which has been currently rolled out by ZEC, to ensure that our women get registered to vote. And we're encouraging them to really take the particulars that are required by ZEC and also by the government of Zimbabwe for you to be enabled to be registered as a citizen of Zimbabwe. So we're carrying out awareness campaigns around the social media. As a Women's Coalition of Zimbabwe, we are decentralized. We exist in the 10 provinces of Zimbabwe. So you realize that reaching out to the grassroots is not a problem. So those chapters are also doing the same in terms of mobilizing women to go and vote. And it's also in good time where we've just come from the by-elections where we've discovered that women were not fully represented and women, especially young women, did not give the opportunity to go and vote. So we're actually embarking on these awareness campaigns and also mobilization bliss to encourage our women to go and register to vote wherever they are. And also not forgetting or not leaving anyone behind, especially to those women who are living with women with disabilities. So we are also encouraging the Europeans that they should assist them to go and register to vote. And we are also happy that this registration bliss has come in good time where the mobile registration for identity cards is also being rolled out. Mm-hmm. So it's easier actually to our women and also the citizens of Zimbabwe, where the mobile registration for identity cards has been decentralized to our community. So it's easier for someone to acquire an identity card and go straight to register and vote. And we do want to applaud and appreciate the facility that Net One has also rolled out, that it is now easier now for you. If you register, you can search your name in the voters roll through the Net One facility that has been given. So the campaign are running through the social media. Mm-hmm. We are also having the physical meetings. And because of now the COVID-19 regulations or restrictions have been relaxed a bit, people are now able to mix and mingle. And we are taking this opportunity as the Women's Coalition of Zimbabwe to reach out to the women who are in the deepest remote areas, so encouraging them to go and register to vote and also encouraging them to acquire identity cards that are required for someone or for somebody to be able to register to vote.
Mm-hmm. Can you take us through what is actually required for someone to register to vote, especially for the women listening out there? What should particulars should they have?
Very important aspect they came out with us, because I think we've learned from that just the end of elections where we've seen people not knowing what are really required by one to be able to actually vote and also to go and register to vote. So what is required is a valid passport. You can also take with you an identity card for yourself. And surely we don't want people who use other people's identity cards, honestly. So that's a bliss. It's also helping everyone to acquire identity cards. So is ID a valid? ID is always valid. Mm-hmm. And a valid passport that is not expired. And a driver's license is not allowed to go and register to vote. So it's a passport and an ID, and then a proof of residence, which also shows where you live, the world which you are coming from, so that when you are registered, it really clearly indicates. And we can also indicate through your proof of residence where you are supposed to go and vote. So it's very important that you should take with you these identity particulars so that you get registered. So we don't want disappointments where people go there uninformed, and they know it's frustrating to come out of the queue. You want to register, but you're told you have brought in a driver's license or invalid passport or a birth certificate. That one or the paper ID is not required. So it's either the plastic identity card, which is now available in Zimbabwe, and even the metal one, mm-hmm. and the valid passport. These are the particulars that somebody can take for registration, as we are also doing this campaign on voter registration at the moment.
Thank you so much. Over to you, sir.
Lapho-ke sizwa umhlonitshwa wethu-ke esichasisela ngokwenziwa inhlanganiso yakhe ukufundisa abantu ukuthi bebhalisele ukuvota. Silonkosikazi Evanice Monando oye Women's Coalition of Zimbabwe othi inhlanganiso yakhe ikhuthaza abesifazana ukuthi bebhalisele ukuvota. Okuqakathekileyo-ke njalo uyachasisa kabanzi ngokuthi kuyini okufunekayo ukuthi umuntu akuthwale nxa isiyavota. Abaningi ngabona vele selikwazi ukuthi kumele ube lesithupha sakho, kumele nxa ungalasithupha kumbe ulepassport kumbe ule ncwadi ekunika imvumo yokuthi utshayele imota lokunye okuningi-ningi okwenzeka ukuthi uhambe-ke uyebhalisa ukuthi uvote. Njalo-ke usichasisela ngokuthi-ke abesifazane inhlelo abaziqhubayo lokuthi abesifazane labo bakhuthazwa njalo ukuthi bevotelane. Yikho-ke lapho besikuzwa-ke kumhlonitshwa wethu ebesilaye lapha ecingweni. Marvelous, you remember last time we had a campaign called, we had a lady, Miss Coran Devele, who was explaining a campaign, yes. That would be a registered voter campaign, which was spearheaded by women, because she's saying they are continuing the campaign during this second blitz. And she generated a lot of interest amongst the people and controversies when she stated that the women have to go to the extent of refusing to be intimate with their husbands because if they have not registered to vote. Mm-hmm. Yes, we put that story up on the web, and our listeners generated many comments because they were saying the topic is controversial and they shouldn't, the women should not do that, but just say people should go and register to vote. But she did explain that it was done as the last, women can do that as the last resort, not only to their husbands, but to their children as well. You know, grown-up kids who don't want to go and register to vote, they should not dish out food for them until they show a registration slip. So she was saying that's the way to make people get up and register to vote. So today, she's still trying to get into the show. Her network is bad. But she sent us the first recording where we can listen to how far has this program gone. Was it successful? Did the women manage to do that, to not give their children food or their husbands? intimacy and how is it going? So let's hear from her as to what's going on.
Umkhankaso we-hashtag be registered water campaign uyaqhubeka kahle kakhulu ngokuba kulabantu abaningi ababesithinta sokudlulile i-voter registration bekhala ngokuthi baswele ithuba. So manxa sokungene i-second phase abantu labantu sesebalandela ngokwafonela la ngokwasendela ama-messages sibabonisa lezi ndawo eziseduzane nabo laba abangaqonda khona ukuze bayeregister. Njalo nje siyalandelela kubomama lapha ama-programs ayenziwayo sifike kiwo ngoba sibakhuthaze ukuthi baqhubele i-campaign e-thousand level. Njengoba sathola phambi ekuqaleni ukuthi i-campaign le ithagethe izimbulu ngezimbulu okutho ukuthi e-thousand level one informed member should make a difference. So onguye ololwazi osisa kabanzi ngento zokuvota nokuqakatheka kokubana siregiste kusigaba ngesigaba. Siyamkhuthaza ukubana ayenze ukubana imuli yakhe yonke ngubaba emuli yakhe yonke ngubaba kulele khaya ku-household bonke baregistered. Omama yebo kambe manxa sisitsho i-strategy sokugcina i-last resort yethu yokuthi umntwana manxa engafuni ukuregista ungaphakeli hhayi bake behleke kube ngani yinto nje enobubhandithize kodwa bayathuka ubana hhayi abantwana after ngobela ukwenzeka nikabili umntwana uyaphakama ahambe eyirejista. Njalo kwenzakala semtingi lakubobaba obaba labomfika omudle benza omama sitho omama banganikeza obaba utazi ngendaba zokuthi obaba kabarejistanga kube yinkingani ilokubhanqathisa kodwa isiphethu silamaluva siyabona sesike sahlela sinama-phone calls from abantu aba-different bekhuluma ukuthi hhayi sengikhokhengikhonile ukubana imuli yami yonke ibe registered. Iningi belikhala be-isu yezithupha. So ukuthi kulathe sisithupha i-registry la i-program ihamba isithi abantu bonke bathathe izithupha after this calculate imuli yemuli kuzahlisana kule 0% yabantu abaregistered. Sihle sithi uhlelo lethu luqhubeke kahle nge-note non-registered voter ezindlini wonke umuntu abe-registered okuyinto e-positive kakhulu. Njalo selokhu siqhubeka lathi lapho sihlangana khona nabantu lapho esibica khona kula bantu ababuteneyo siyawuqhuba umkhankaso. Lo mkhankaso kasowami kuphela umama wokho osefundile wazwisisa ngokuqakatheka kwakho nokulayi lapho akhona ahlangele khona labo mama abaningi layo uyayofuqa i-thousand level undoyakho kula bantu abaningi abakhutheleyo bavumelekile. Asengibonile omama abathize ngingabona umama la efuqe ethola ibhasikili kwenye ilokishi imemeza la esithi kokhona hey wonke umuntu kahambe eregister nakonke umkhankaso wokuthutha uhambile wonke umama semakushutha esigabeni sakhe ivusi liyahamba lifinyelele kuye wonke umuntu.
Yes, there Mavuheta, Ms. Cora Ndebele of the Registered Voter Campaign. She's actually saying the campaign is a success. They've received phone calls saying after a day or two when the children, especially the boys, you know, these ones who are always loitering around the streets, not employed, school dropouts, or their first school, or they can't get a job. After 1 or 2 days without food, they bring the registration slips. I'm sure it will be interesting to hear what Mrs. Monanda says about this one. But the gist is that it's household-based, it's family-based, and the woman is the one who can make the difference by pushing the sons, the daughters, and the husband to register to vote. Yes, if you can ask Ms. Monanda, what do you think of this program? Is it a best way of doing the campaigns, or everyone is free to bring their own types of campaigns?
Let me just ask it. My Monando, we are hearing here, you know, there's a campaign that is being spearheaded where they are actually saying maybe women should deny, especially at the voter age group, some food if they don't have a registration slip. And they say it's been working. What's your view? You work with female students, you work with students. What's your view on this campaign?
Yeah, I think this campaign is very strategic in the sense that it really denies somebody the basic need. And it makes somebody to realize the impact and the pain that somebody would go through after being denied the food. Because voting, actually, you are, it's your voice. If you deny your voice, the access to be heard, I think these are the consequences. But I think it's also a kind of, you know, a bit aggressive. And I appreciate that because I think We have exhausted quite a number of strategies in terms of encouraging youth to go and vote. So drawing them closer to the need and drawing them closer to home, I think they will make them realize the impact that they are causing even when they are not going to register and vote. So I appreciate your campaign, but also to say I think, we really need to look both sides of the coin. Mm-hmm. To say in doing that, are we not also creating other problems? Because I think we need to go deeper to the grassroots, understanding why these youth are refusing to go and register to vote or to vote. What is also associated with their lack of interest? So if we address the root causes, I think we have addressed all the problem. On this entirety. So it's okay, but I think other strategies should also be devised so that they should be educated and make them understand why is it important for them to vote. So, but this is an example. I think it should be followed by education, voter education, and also just conscientizing the youth and even the young people to ignite interest to go and vote and deal away with apathy.
Yes, that's very interesting, because we also heard her in her audio saying that the people say they don't want to register to vote because they don't see any difference. But she's telling them that there won't be any difference if you don't go to register to vote. And that the strategy they are using is just to speak. And everywhere they find people gathered, they would address them. And she says she was interested when she saw a woman on a bike saying to people, please go and register to vote, that she believes her campaign is reaching far and wide. Yes, over to you, Marvelous.
Mm-hmm.
Because ndichimukamba musina chikafu tichimuka mvura yaoma mumatepi musina mvura hurumende ichishaya mishonga yekuti iise mumatepi asi tikasarudza vatungamiri vanoziva kuti izvo zvakavakoshera asingadhiraivhe moto yakewo kana kuti mutungamiri arimo ari kuto ane taya rake ambononoka kubasa kana kunonoka kuairport taya rabhesta parodhai tinoona kuti tinoenda kure nekuti zvatadambudziko ratinaro nderekuti hatisina muoni wekutaura kuti kana ticharodza kuti zvinhu zvifambe mafambiro atinoda isisu isgredori paka mukanyarara muchiti zvinofamba sei ndiani achataura akakumirirai saka ndinokuvakurudzira kuti aiwa vamayutika hazvichinje kusvika imi masimukawo siyai maasainimenti ai mumbonoregista kunovhota munoenda kuti patiri kufamba tese apa imi muchinovhotawo unoziva mavhelasi ndakarwadziwa pamabielections ndakaona mukana wekunovhotesa ndakamirira wemunicipality of zimbabwe ndakandichitoti ndichatoonawo wechidiki vachiuya unoziva kuti vaitozouya kanguva yekuvhara polling station vechikombana vakadhakwa kunyepera confusion kuti hanzi handizivi zvekuvhotisa kuti kunyepera dzungu mupolling station hapana uri kumboitira izvozvo nekuti mapresiding officer vachavhotisa maresults anendastand zvazviri vamwe havana kuwana mukana wekuvhota mwando ya 5 minutes to 7 polling station yakuvharwa mazima echidiki ndifonga vari bhizi kugadzira nzwara handiti vashoma vakavhota ende vari kundinzwa pandiri kutaura pana pandakatotsamwa chaizvo nekuti handina kuona vasikana vechidiki vazhinji vachivhota anoona saka tiri kuita sei vasikana kana kuti vana vechidiki vemazuva ano vari kuti sizvine zvinezvi vachazvifambisa sei kana tichitadza kutora chikamu chatinosungirwa nebumbiro remutemo wezimbabwe kuti munhu wese anofanira kuexercisa raiti yake ataure zirake rezirinzwike vari bhizi tete kuzoita mademonstration kana zvinhu zvaoma muripo here pazvikamu handizi vari bhizi kunyunyuta chete pasocial media mukaudza nyaya yekuti dhata vanorivana rekunotaura pasocial media kuti zvakadai mazoona here asi kuti zvine pundutso pavari papo nepatiri hazvina hazvisi kuonekwa
Maybe let me just ask you again in English. What are you seeing on the ground regarding the youth? And we saw there was a lot of apathy when it came to the by-elections, but what kind of a response are you getting when you do your community visits?
Yeah, it's very pathetic and it's very saddening that to learn that youth, most of the youth, they are not coming forward. The reason I think they are plenty. But what I've also discovered is that when we are doing our mobilization and our campaigns, yes, youth are coming in big numbers, you know, to attend those whatever campaigns. But what is also saddening is we don't see them on the ground doing the actual thing. Because we've taught them how to do things. We've taught them how to register. What is required? And you know what? What is also said is that the youth are the most educated. They are the backbone of this country. And if they can only take part in participating in the country, we are in the national duties. I think they will make a difference, but I think they are, should I use the word ignorant? I think it's a proper one because they pretend not to know, but they know because they are going to school. They are not taking these national duties very seriously, and they don't really understand the impact that is associated with not participating in the national duties. For example, if you don't speak to voting, if you don't register to vote, then they become very frustrated when the voting time is arrived. They want to go and vote by the day to not register because the morale now in the community will be high. To say, let's go and vote, let's go and vote. That's when somebody is going to discover that I did not register. And they want to create a drama. They go to a polling station, they say, I didn't find my name. It was blaming who? You know, I think, you know, the world is now, everything.
Well, I think our guest has to drop. Hey, I hope my co-host, I hope they are coming back soon. In the meantime, we'll continue with our guest. I see Marvelous is back. In the meantime, we'll continue with our other guest, Cora Ndebele, to hear what she has to say more. Would there be a registered voter campaign that is spearheaded by women at household level?
kanosa suku pukere kuzima eutini asasa kumtuzo tukubwa mama kupi asasa sisi kanera one informed member it house with them okutsho ukuthi umama kumbe ubaba kumbe ugogo ngokukhulu kumbe intsha ezwisisa kabanzi ukuqakatheka kokuba i-registered voter nangokuqakatheka kokubana abantu bathathe ilungu labo lokuvota emulini kube yilo elimake sure ukuthi it house of love it remains with no one ongekho registered solo vele 18 years and above. So umkhakhaso siyawuqhuba ngakho nasemaphandleni lapha siyafinyelela kuzakhamizi imizi ngemizi abantu bawuqhuba kahle lahlapha amalokithini lokho siyasiqhubeka sithageta different groups of people nasema-church nasema-church i-church sibatshele abantu bawuqakathekile ukuthi mdabi registered ukubana futhi la kuma-youth programs a-churchini enjeyenziwa zama-youth siyafika yibo sibatshele sibatshele ngokuqakatheka kokuba registered. So umkhankaso ngezinye indlela ngamafitshane kusaphela this second phase everyone abe ese-registered. The hashtag voter registration campaign is progressing well. So far so good. We are really impressed because in the previous voter registration we had calls, people calling after the voter registration is stopped, people calling saying we failed to register because we didn't get IDs. But in this second phase, we are privileged that registrar and vote another program for those who want birth certificate and IDs in such a way that all these new registered people who have who got their IDs in this phase will make sure that everyone register to vote. Majority of them were 18 and registered general. We expect more numbers of people who are registering and who come and register for the be registered voter campaign. On the same note, we have escalated our voter registration campaign by targeting informed members at household level. We are no longer concentrating on women or ladies to push this campaign at household level, but we are saying every informed member at household level, even if it could be the head of the family, the father or the mother, or even the youth at household level are informed. They should just make sure that they preach the same gospel and make sure that at their household level or at their resident area, there's no one who remains unregistered. Even at community level, one informed member at community level should make a difference. What it means is one informed member should preach the same gospel to everyone, encourage everyone that he or she registered. She registers. And on the same note, people used to, when we started this campaign, it was sort of a joke when we say, make sure that you don't give your child who's 8 years and above food for a night to make sure that you encourage her or him to vote. But they've given us results, even for the fathers. When we said ladies should deny, then their conjugal rights, they were complaining, but at the end of the day, we got positive results because we have quite a number of people who have managed to make sure that if they are also careful, they remain with the 0% non-registered citizen at household level, which is positive, really. We are in place and we are encouraging, we are still pushing and encouraging everyone at household level. So far, we've been targeting groups whereby we are community meetings, we preach the same gospel at community level, at community meetings, in the youth programs. Whenever there are youth programs, we get invitation by the youth to come and talk to them about the importance of being a registered voter. Even at community, I've been invited in quite a number of communities, including
khasisa ukuthi basebenza njani lomphakathi lapha ke nje ubesekhuluma ngesingisi kodwa ngaka ukukhuluma uqala ukuthi bahamba becela ukuthi umphakathi ubhalisele ukuvota yeyeni zathi ke laqhubeke
good point positive results, because we have quite a number of people who have managed to make sure that they are household level, they remain with the 0% non-registered citizen at household level, which is positive. We are in place and we are encouraging, we are still pushing and encouraging everyone at household level. So far, we have been targeting groups whereby we work with the community meetings, we preach the same gospel at community level, at community meetings, even the youth programs. Whenever there are youth programs, we get invitation by the youth to come and talk to them about the importance of being a registered voter. Even at community, I've been invited in quite a number of communities, including my own community. I remember there was this residential meeting and I was invited to address the community about the importance of being a registered voter. So far, so good. We are really, we have for positive results. Even if we look at the rural area, as I'm speaking right now, I'm in rural areas and I'm preaching the same gospel, and I'm now taking the community opinion, community leaders at a community, because if you target those, the message spreads faster. So far, so good, really. We're getting more youth, because on this particular issue, we're now encouraging the youth more to go and get their IDs to capitalize on this registration or for IDs and birth certificate. And we have even the old people who don't have the birth certificate. We are encouraging them to go and get access of a birth certificate and ID. And as soon as they have these important documents, they should just go and register and appear on the voter's roll. So far, so good. We were impressed. The results are positive. And we are expecting that by the time when this program ceases, every citizen of Matabeleland region particularly will be registered and will be appearing on the voter's roll.
Right, marvelous. That was Cora Ndebele. She's also adding that in some places in the rural areas, they find that even older people, older men and older women still don't have documents, even birth certificates, and they try to make them to go and register to vote. Yes, we would like to hear from Mrs. Monando if that's what they encounter too, and if it's easier to get these registration documents, because we see the government is saying it has made it easier. But on the ground, is it really apply? Are people getting these documents easier?
Mm-hmm. I don't know if you can hear us there. Star was just asking. I think her network is kind of choppy at the moment, but let me ask her. If you heard the question, Star is asking that, is it easy for people to get the ID cards? Because she's saying, our guest is saying, in some areas, it's even the older people who don't have their birth certificates and ID cards. What are you seeing on the ground?
I think so.
Yeah.
Hello?
Carry on.
Okay.
You can carry on. Yeah, I think we're having issues.
Yes, I think we're having issues.
I will try to call her back because I think, you know, she's been on the phone for the past half an hour. So I'll try to call her back. But it's interesting to hear what our guest, Mrs. Ndebele, is saying there, that she's actually in the rural areas at the moment. And also the Women's Coalition of Zimbabwe are also saying that because they are in 10 regions in the country, they are also decentralizing and also pushing their message to the rural areas. So I'll try and see if we can get Monando back on the phone because, as you know, the network in Zimbabwe is a bit choppy at the moment.
Yes, and like where Ms. Ndebele says, she is, it's raining, so which is making the issues worse, despite the, I mean, on top of the issues that are always there concerning networks. I-voter registration exercise yona-ke esaqhubeka elizweni lonke nje siyabona ukuthi inhlanganiso ye-ZEC isikhuthaze abantu ukuthi bebhalisele ukuvota ngendlela yokuthi sibona ukuthi siyakukhefu lephasika kathesi. I-ZEC ithi izigaba kuyabe kuvuliwe, uhlelo lolu luyabe luvuliwe. Ngakho-ke abantu bethathe leli thuba ukuthi bebhalisele ukuvota, kuyabe kungela ukuthi kuvaliwe ngoba yiphasika. Njalo bathi sebekwenza kube ngcono kathesi ukuthi abantu benzeni, befinyelele
indawo zokuvota kathesi nxa bezidinga njalo ngalokho kuthiwa i-mobile voter registration exercise. Yikho ke esixoxa ngakho lamuhla. Silabahlonitshwa bethu ke abalwela amalungelo abesifazana. Sibonile ke besikhuluma ke lonkosikazi Cora Ndebele owe-be registered voter campaign kodwa usemaphandleni ucingo lwakhe aluvumi. Sakhuluma njalo lonkosikazi Eva Nice Munanjo layo usitshela ukuthi inhlanganiso yakhe kuyini ekwenzayo ngalolu daba. And Mavu, we also spoke to someone, Studio 7, from the rural areas who's saying that there are some people are not aware of the program, of the voter registration exercise, but they are encouraging people to go and register to vote. And that there are programs there to teach the people by ZEC. Some cannot access those places because they are far, although it's called mobile. No one will be very satisfied that it's at their doorstep. Someone else will be saying it's still further from my doorstep, but it's better than last time. But those other centers are still open, to the main centers where people can go and register to vote. These ones are just additional. Over to you.
Let's take my Monado quickly because the network is choppy at the moment. Muti Tauro, Timurukona Shakamira Sipanya, Yakutores. Yes, go ahead. Mutaurakti, Murukona Shakamira Sipanya, Yaku, and Amaguari, Yakutivan was on Yurisaku vote.
And you know, Pomerane, we are Gashi Tauro, even as you wanted us to put our was the Ashurong ways.
If you can say the same thing in English, what are you seeing on the ground regarding, you know, how people are taking up the voter registration exercise?
Okay, I think from the feedback that you are getting from the community is that the voter registration is not able to do registration, but it is that some communities that are failing to access the registration points because they are still very far away. And also, I think the information with the media, petition that was used to publicize this area. I think it was also marginalizing because it was used there through radio. Some they also, it was established, I mean, published in the newspaper.
I think we're having issues there.
So, some also were defending on social media. So it could not reach. Hello?
Yes, carry on. We can hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can. Carry on. Let me call you back. So
yes,
amai munando vakutaura ivo vachitaura kuti kune dzimwe nzvimbo shoko harina kusvika. So Star, mai munando is agreeing with you that yes, what the caller in the rural area said is true, because some of the messages that were sent were, you know, were done on radio and newspapers, and some people don't have access to that form of medium. So she was saying what they have done as the Women's Coalition of Zimbabwe is actually use their chapters within, you know, the provinces to go into each area, especially like places where people collect water and, you know, give awareness programs there, leave a leaflet there so that people can know. Because when they heard the term mobile registration, some people stayed home thinking that the registrar's office will come and knock on your door and give you, you know, your registration or your birth certificate. But that's not how it works. They are just literally going to an area and then expecting people to come to the actual mobile clinic that they'll be running.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. And one, the mobile registration, and I also heard she was also hitting that some people, to some people, it's still far, even yes, if it's still the mobile. All right, thank you very much, Mav. I think I will give an audio again where we spoke at Studio 7 to someone from the Rural Areas Empowerment Trust in Lupane, there in Matabelele North, and she was explaining difficulties faced by villagers during this second phase of the voter registration mobile place. We spoke to Vumani Ndlovu, Utolo. We spoke to Vumani Ndlovu, an official of the Rural Communities Empowerment Trust. Yes, that's Rural Communities Empowerment Trust is based in Lupane, Matabelele North, and she's explaining what's going on there in the rural areas.
Pumanayo, Jengez in Shangani, so as is Meleo Sebezela, Matabelele North, Uti, Ineng Lavantu, Gabawazi, Nalulu Shelo, Kabuzange, Ubelenjela, Zoru, Kukuze Lavantu, Ubengiti Zoru Fujisavantu, Rubazisa, Utulo Shelo, Lunjalo, Luzenzagala, Lavantu, Lava, Ava, Kacho Mokulumende, Owenza, Utibenze, Evota, Education, Register, education, baqalise isolo. Ngemfanelo bekufanele ukuthi ngabe baqalise mandulo kumbe amaviki amathathu kungakaqalisi lona uhlelo lokuregister. Sinazelele futhi lokuthi inhlanganiso ezizimeleyo kazizange zibe lamathuba eleleyo kumbe ngithi kazila mathuba eleleyo ukuthi zingene emphakathini ziguguze umphakathi, zifundise umphakathi, zazise umphakathi ukuthi kulohlelo oluthize. Kungenxa yokuthi inhlanganiso eziningi kakhulu, ikakhulu nxa sikhuluma ngama community-based organizations, inhlanganiso ezigxile kuzulu ebantwini emakhaya, kazila ama-resources, engathi ngama-resources ngesikhiwa, zokuthi zingene zisabalalise lowo mbiko. Kunzima ikakhulu emakhaya ukuthi kwenzakale lokhu kungela ama-resources angafana nezimota zokuhambisa ukuthi abantu bangene basabalalise leyo mbiko. Bekudingeka sibili ukuthi ngabe ama-resources abekhona, inhlanganiso lezi ezizimeleyo zibe yizo ezisabalalisa lowo mbiko, zifundise izakhamizi ontanga ukuqakatheka kokuya register. Ngombono wami ngibona ngani kuzafana nalokho okwenzakale first place ye voter registration lapho kube labantu abalutshwana khona abahambe baregister ukuvota. Nakhathesi nje kuzafana kukhanya ngani nje lizaba nje uhulumende wenza izaba ukuthi kuthiwe kule voter registration. Kodwa ngeke samsola uhulumende ezimele yedwa, bekudingeka lokuthi inhlanganiso ezizimeleyo zisebenze gadalala ekwaziseni izakhamizi kumbe intuzulu ngokuvota.
Kuyini uhulumende okufanele akwenze ukwenzela ukuthi abantu babekwazi ngalolu hlelo njalo befinyelele izigaba zonke zokuvota?
Okumqoka ukuthi uhulumende bekumele afunde kokwenzakale kuhlandla lokuqala ukuthi abantu kabayanga ukuyarejista ukuvota ngembangela ezinengi, ikakhulu emakhaya. Imbangela ezimqoka kuyukuthi abantu bebengelalwazi lalolu hlelo, bebengaluqakathekisi ngoba bengafundiswanga ngokuthi lolu hlelo lumqoka kangakanani. So kungakho-ke bekudingakala ukuthi ngalo uhulumende uqalise ngemfundiso abantu abenza i-voter education, registration education, bangena emakhaya phambilini kokuthi kuqaliswe lolu hlelo. Ukuthi naso luqalisa abantu bevele sebelomdladla, sebelolukuluku lokuthi bahambe bayebhalisa ukuvota, bekwazi njalo futhi lokuthi yiziphi iy'ndingeko ezidingakalayo nxa umuntu esiyavota, okunjengezithupha, okunjengama-proof of residence nokunye okuninginingi. Inhlangothi ezijiyeleyo ezigoqela uhulumende, ezigoqela amabandla ezombusazwe, ezigoqela inhlanganiso ezizimeleyo, zonke nje lezo nhlangothi zizithele ngaqandayo, akukhanyi lokuthi zenzani.
Yeah, okay. There, Marvelous, we had Vumani Ndlovu of the communities, of the Rural Communities Empowerment Trust. He's based in Lupane, Matabelele North. And he was saying what we have said before about the problems in rural areas. He says in his province, the ZEC personnel came for voter registration awareness education on Monday when the second blitz was starting, which was too late to inform, you know, other villagers. They should have been ready for that. And he's also saying it's not just the government, even the NGOs should also up their game to teach people. But of course, we hear Mrs. Monandi saying that's exactly what they are doing, and Cora saying that's exactly what they are doing. Because he was saying if it continues like that, like this, this program might be the same as the first blitz where they were lower registration. Yes, Marvelous, over to you.
Let's ask Mrs. Munando. You heard there from one of the callers, they're saying you as non-profit organizations, you need to up your game. What's your take on that?
I think we've already upped our game.
Register program leyo ukuthi noma bethi sabantwana izithupha ngenga assista abanye abalihlaka kade bedinga ithi nama photocopies abantwana abazayela ubogoli napa ukuthi singabini abantwana abazayela ugoli abala identity abala ma certificate ukuthi kwasothwa bathi futhi kube mabhethi abazali izithupha ngapha thathu ngathathu ngasikhe sibili abalihleka kade befuna benzelwe kanjalo okutho ukuthi bayaphaka abantu emakhaya njalo sibakhuthaza labo ngendlela efanayo ukuthi banjani besuka lapho sebenezithupha labo birth certificate babone ukuthi ba-exercise ilungelo labo lokurejista i-APA in the voters roll. Abantu bemakhaya baphakama lula njalo bayakhuthazeka lula, abafani nabasemadolobheni wabantu emakhaya baphakama masinya. Xa bezouhlelo baluphakamila njalo le lizwi liphambe lifikele ebantwini abaningi masinya njalo hhayi baluthakasekela lolu hlelo njalo most or majority of them bayarejista. Abantwana intsha yonke iyafuqa sibane irejiste labangani balokudonda bangani balokudusela emuva siyabakhuthaza ngendlela efanayo ukuthi okuhlela iprogram ihamba kahle kwakhathesi emakhaya. Sithanda ukubonga kakhulu ngendlela uhlelo lolu olukhankaswa ngakhona kwabezindaba la kubo-social media abantu yonke beliqhuba. Hhayi asiqhubeke ngisenzenzela kuyasinceda ukubana iMathebelele region ingabi affected ngokubana i-registered ama-constituencies, njengoba besesazi ukubana into eyenza ukubana siphakame siqale i-hashtag reality that voter campaign wazobona ithe ukubana emathaveleni abantu abaningi abarejistanga it will appear on the voters roll. Inani lakhona lincane kakhulu, sikhangele le nani lwezinye izindawo, kodwa sisazi ngempela ukubana abantu abaningi bakhona abantu abakulezo sigaba akokuthi basemathebeleleni, kodwa iningi labo abalayo ithukutho, abazalayo inkuthazo yokubana bayirejista. Yibo kangokuningi okube zifakathi bangabi ne-interest okubana barejiste, ngoba babona ukubana kade bevota berejista emathebeleleni isemuva ngele inhlelo zakahulumende bahlezisayela emuva the feel-sidelined. So yikho abaningi kade bengakhalithi lolu uhlelo ngendlela e-right, but ngendlela
right, we'll have to cut it short there as we're running out of time, Marvelous. But we'd like to thank our guest, Mrs. Cora Ndebele of the Be a Registered Voter campaign.
And my ever nice Monando, the Sangano Re Women's Coalition of Zimbabwe, Uyeje, Vari Sangano Re Female Students Trust, to Sangana Shakare Mnechime Chirungwa, in Indini Marvelous Mklanganya Huye, Dream Washington.
Yeah, lami usithandekile Mhlanga, sithi asidibaneni njalo ngolesine ngolunye oluzayo.